From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. A new law takes effect today that would open college campuses up to handgun carriers, sports arenas and churches and other so-called sensitive spaces too. But back in the spring, a last-second compromise to the legislation required additional training for these carriers. And as Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports, the state police have 120 days from now to create a curriculum for the training for laypeople packing for self-defense.
John Fulbright is manning a table at a gun show on a Sunday afternoon at the Arkansas State Fairgrounds. He's selling guns and holsters for people who want to hide what they're carrying.
Some people like the appendix carry, which is carried in the front. Some people carry at the 3 o'clock position, sometimes maybe back to the 5 or 7 o'clock position. It's just what's comfortable for that person. They carry inside the waistband, outside the waistband.
He teaches a 5-hour mandatory course for concealed carry permits at Shooters University in Cabot. Now the state is developing an advanced permit for people who want to carry on college campuses, sporting events, and private spaces like churches. J.W. Jones is considering getting the advanced permit. He's a 33-year-old car mechanic and thinks he might use it at work.
I don't want to be in a situation where somebody's there shooting and somebody I'm friends with or somebody I care about gets shot or I get shot and nobody's there willing to stop them.
State Representative Charlie Collins sponsored the law. He says fear of someone like Jones packing under their clothes might stymie a plan.
If these crazy killers, who are crazy like a fox when it comes to planning and plotting the murder of our loved ones, if they have to fear that somebody else might disrupt their plans at the beginning, then I believe some of them will say, this plan will not work.
State police are charged with coming up with the class. Collins hopes it will teach permit holders how to let the police know that they are not the attacker.
Set your weapon down. Announce that you have a weapon. Point out the wounded, etc., etc. Whereas the criminal shooter, the murderer, is very likely to point his weapon at the police and start shooting at the police.
Cassandra Kerfasi is a faculty member at the Center for Gun and Policy Research at Johns Hopkins University. She says evidence shows that most mass shooters target people or places they know, and concealed carriers won't discourage that.
I think the best available research shows that guns on college campuses are not a good idea.
In fact, they may escalate violence in general by giving criminals more reason to pack a gun. And she says most people aren't skilled enough to tackle a moving shooter. They are more likely to hit another victim.
Everything changes when you're in a crisis situation. Your heart rate's up, you know, your eyes dilate, you've got all this these stressors and loud noises and often only a few seconds to decide, shoot, don't shoot.
Grafasi says data shows even police officers hit only about 30% of their practice targets. But Collin hopes Arkansas's training class will serve as a model compromise for safety. Fulbright says he'll plan to ask carriers to think about what might happen after they shoot.
You're going to have to call 911. What do you tell them? Who do you talk to? Making sure they get an attorney. It's not something you want to try to do on your own. Be prepared to be put in the back of a police car for a while. Be placed in handcuffs. That's something a lot of people don't really think about. And your body's going to go through a lot of different things emotionally, and you just need to be prepared for that.
With school starting up this fall and the training program still in the works, armed students aren't likely to walk campus corridors until sometime next year. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.